Oh, it's your Mountain of Rock, Q94, Led Zeppelin on this Thirsty Thursday. Morning adventure. We're not lost at all. We're just, we're going south. We're headed to Gamalia, Arkansas, and we're going to make a little left-hand turn off Fout Road so we can visit with Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you this morning?
I'm groovy.
It's a beautiful Thirsty Thursday morning.
Oh, I'm telling you. A little foggy here, man. It's pretty... That fog is pretty thick our direction, so, you know.
It's looking pretty good here. I've got 65 degrees, and, yeah, it looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, the whippoorwills. I mean, you're hearing whippoorwills. You're hearing peepers. It's warming up. We're talking about thunderstorms. So the fishing's got to be starting to rev up, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I think this past week the crappie bite has taken off. It's just been, I haven't been out, but from what everybody's told me, it's been really good.
Oh, man. I need about 24 crappie fillets.
Well, we'll see what we can do here.
Right. Sounds like
sometimes
a plan.
Some of these fishermen stop in and leave me a bag full of now and then.
Well, I kind of thought some of them may swing by the radio station and, you know.
we'll see what we can do, huh? we'll see what we can do.
So now the crappie, are they starting to move up to the banks?
Yeah, that's what everybody's been telling me. They're moving up to the banks, get ready to spawn or starting to spawn. Mm-hmm. So it's been happening for a week or maybe 2 weeks. The males go up and get the beds ready, and that's been going on. And then they've been going into a little deeper, 12, 15 feet of water. But now it seems like the females are starting to move to the bank. So, the bite's really on. It's been really good.
What have they been throwing at them? A little bit of everything?
Everything. Live bait's been, I can't keep enough crappie minnows in here. But live bait's been big. And salt and pepper, split tail, salt and pepper pearl, salt and pepper chartreuse tail have been really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And now the whites, you said the whites were starting to get a little active too?
Yeah, the whites really started picking up this past week. Castmaster spoons, I'm throwing that anything shiny out there when they're surfacing. Mm-hmm. It's been really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's starting to come on. I imagine this weekend and into next week, weather holding out there, I think the white bass is going to really start.
Well, yeah, you know, because when I look at the forecast and I'm thinking fishing, I'm not looking so much this time of year of what the highs are going to be. I'm kind of focusing more on the lows.
Right. Yeah, and, yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
And, you know, boy, I tell you, Sunday night's going to get chilly, but Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night of next week, you know, we're going to have pretty steady overnight temperatures for the morel mushroom hunters and the fishermen. That's a really good thing. But I've seen a few pictures on Facebook of some largemouth some bass. And what are they catching those on?
A little bit of everything this time of year, Gary. There's still some guys using some plastic like Gitsit or some baby brush hogs down on there. Some guys starting to throw jerk bait.
Mm-hmm.
I heard in the late afternoon into the evening, some guys are throwing some dark color spinner baits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, yeah. some guys though, they're it's just here's the deal with fishermen. They're going to throw what they throw. I don't care. You can say, man, it's jerkbait time. They don't give a flip. They're going to throw a spinnerbait.
That is so true. It's a friend of mine, him and his wife, went out this past weekend, and that's funny. She always throws some kind of 7 or 8 inch plastic worm, same color, green pumpkin all the time. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't catch a lot of fish, but she catches 3 or 4. My buddy, he wants to do jerk, but he wants to just what you just said, And the same thing this weekend. She caught four, he caught none. Yeah. And he wants to throw when he thinks the fish are going to be biting.
Yes. I'm telling you, fishermen can be the most hard-headed individuals because it's what they know. Well, this is what I've used there. This is what I've always fished with. What do you mean? You mean put on a dadgum crankbait? Have you lost your mind? Well, that's what they're biting on.
Yeah. And then last week we had some boys come down for licking, and they just flat tore it up. Most of them were using live bait. A couple of them were using some different colored plastics, but mostly live bait. And those guys just tore them up. They did really, really well.
Yeah, well, and A-rigs, too. I've been hearing a lot of the guys throwing the A-rigs, and that's something people throw year-round. But
and right now with the white bass and all, it's A-rig's really, really good with some flicker shad on there. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to go to troll. And, you know, there's some pluses to doing that, too, you know.
Now, but the as far as the topwater explosion of whites, hybrids, and stripers, it's very sporadic right now, is what I'm hearing.
Right, it hasn't fully happened yet. You're going to get a 15 minutes of it here, or, you know, a little bit here. It's I think it's right around the corner. Like you said, those water temperatures starts warming up a little bit. I've had people tell me anywhere from 60 to the high 60s on water temperature. Usually right after 60 degrees is the magic number on that. So I would imagine this next week it's going to really unfold.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Blue Lady, they were blowing up pretty good around Blue Lady, and there was quite a few caught there. But it's not very long, you know. It's pretty short.
Right.
But it is starting to happen.
It is. And I said, like, the full blowing where they're, you know, just half hour, 45 minutes of just full frenzy, I think that's just right around the corner. That is just right around the corner. It's going to happen next week or so here.
Right on. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more about, you know, the fishing on Lake Norfolk, or maybe more about getting away and just staying at the Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page is a good way to drop us a line, leave us a message on there. That's an awesome way to go. And then, as always, our webpage, thebayouresort.com. And before we go, it's not too late that anybody wants to come down and register for the Cystic Fibrosis Bass Tournament this weekend. It's an awesome cause. It's a good deal. It's one of my favorite tournaments. It's just for such a good cause.
Yeah, absolutely, it is, and it there's always a great turnout for that. And it looks like weather-wise, people are going to be doing well. A lot of pre-fishing. You know, tomorrow's going to be pretty good. Saturday, it's going to be kind of soggy, cloudy, and I like that cloudy. And you know, temperatures in the mid-60s. So. Yeah, you know, we'll see.
It could be a really good weekend for him.
Bring your rain gear.
Yeah, bring the rain gear for sure. This time of year, you never know.
All right. Hey, thanks, Gary.
Have a good one.